Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, babe. Hey, babe. Yeah, you.
Oh, Lord Jesus, Jesus.
Live on air?
Yes, I am.
Wow. How far into the poop are you? Are you actually done with the squeezing and the tapering and stuff, and now you're just on like the sitting and reading while the shit is taking in your butthole stage? I'll take that as a yes. Okay. Well, that was nice. He called in just to shit on the phone. I guess I'll have to carry this show by myself for a while. The bottom line is that, as of late, I have absolutely no faith in the political process whatsoever. And I said this on Facebook, I'm going to say it again. But I think we need to stop paying so much attention to politics, and we need to start focusing on the more important issues in life, which is that Amanda Bynes is welcome back.
What did she do now?
Shitter. Huh?
What did she do now?
Well, she apparently just got pulled over and possibly, well, first off, Lindsay Lohan. Here's what happened, okay? Amanda Bynes has been charged with leaving the scene of the crime in two hit-and-run accidents.
Okay, I did hear about the one the other day. Why, there was another one?
Well, she was just caught driving without a license. But the crazy thing is that after the second time that she was involved in a hit-and-run, Lindsay Lohan had the balls to open her mouth and be like, oh, they send me to jail, but the Nickelodeon star doesn't get any jail time? Which is, I mean, that's just funny. Lindsay Lohan, Amanda Bynes was involved in two hit and runs, which, yeah, I mean, a black guy would be in jail. I mean, let's face it.
Right.
So, yes, but, I mean, Amanda Bynes wasn't caught snorting coke off of a hooker's tit in public and then crashing her car into pedestrians, which is what Lindsay Lohan was just actually arrested for.
That sounds like fun, though.
She just bounced off a pedestrian going. She drove her car down an alley in New York between two hotels and hit
right.
a pedestrian.
Right.
And I guess she got out to make sure the guy was okay. And she's like, are you okay? And he's like, yeah, I guess. And then she drove away.
Right.
She's like, oh, okay. I don't need to bother with you anymore, poor person. You're poor.
Is that the way the world works, though?
Well, I mean, that's definitely the way Mitt Romney sees the world, so.
Right.
I mean, literally, that's the way he sees the world. He's like, oh, they're poor. I don't need to bother with them.
Right.
They're not going to vote for me because they're poor, and I'm not, so fuck them.
Pretty much.
Yes. But I just thought it was funny that Lindsay Lohan had the balls to ask why someone else is not. And that's just the thing. I think we need to stop focusing on things like Mitt Romney and Obama and start focusing on the real issues. Like we need to stop Amanda Bynes from going full Lohan before it happens.
We want her to.
We want her to?
You don't?
I just feel like, well, I mean, do you see what Lohan looks like now, man? She looks like a 60-year-old crack whore. I mean, she looks like what would happen if Marilyn Monroe, like, continued on a drug binge and then actually died, but was still walking around.
Right.
She looks, if you crossed Marilyn Monroe with Keith Richards and had, like, this little crusty beef jerky baby, that's what Lindsay Lohan would look like now.
True, but when Lindsay
Lohan...
Amanda
Bynes is still fresh-faced and possibly an anal virgin. I mean...
This is what I was going to say. When Lindsay Lohan was fresh-faced, didn't we kind of want her to start becoming a core slash lesbian?
Look, no, because I never necessarily... I mean, if them being a core is going to turn them into, you know, having ass lesbian sex on film, then yes, that's what I want.
Right.
I mean, they still have to be attractive. I mean, nobody wants to watch Lindsay Lohan have sex now. It'd be like watching.
I
mean,
might.
The girl is still in her 20s, and she looks like a grandma. I've never seen somebody's
face
drop.
The fact that she's like 25 or whatever she is kind of scary. Yeah, that's true. I'll grant you that. But I'm just saying, we kind of build these people up, like kind of hoping that they crash, and then when they crash, it's kind of funny. So.
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, there's always, you know, yes. I'm counting the days that the Olsen twins are starring in an incestual lesbian ass.
I gave up on them a long time ago. I was so hopeful for them, and it's never.
You should never give up on them. There's always a possibility with them. There's always that choice is always hovering around them somewhere. And I mean, for all we know, it could have happened already. We just don't. The videotape just hasn't been made public.
Right.
You know, so, but I'm hoping, I mean, look, you know, I would like to see Amanda Bynes face down, ass in the air with, you know, a female fist ramming in and out of her butthole. I would like to see that. However, I don't want to see her turn into an aged cocor first.
Okay.
You know, I want that to happen before she turns into an aged cocor.
But see, here's the thing, though. I feel like you can't have it both ways. Because, like, okay, back in the day, I was not a fan of Amanda Bynes. I preferred Hillary Duff. Okay. Now, Hillary Duff, from all accounts, is quote-unquote normal, and now she's, like, married and has a kid, and she's boring as hell. Like, nobody wants, who cares what Hillary Duff is?
Yeah. She's always had a dude face anyway. I knew you liked them chicks with dude faces.
I was going to say, I knew you liked those chicks that were underage.
Underage chicks and chicks with dude faces.
There you go. Sign me up. But yeah, so I mean, you know, either they go the straight laced route like Hillary Duff did, or they go crazy like Lindsay Lohan and the Vines. Like I prefer the, you know, crazy one. So I don't think we should stop Amanda Bynes from going crazy. Let her go nuts. As long as she doesn't kill anybody.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, what you're saying is, oh, you can't have your cake and eat it too. But I mean, we're talking. Look, I have yet to see a story where somebody has actually gone the route that I want them to go. None of these idiot child stars have actually been caught having a girl shove their face in her butthole and lick her until she orgasms. We've never seen that.
Well, probably came pretty close.
No, I'm sure that's happened to her, but we didn't see it on video. And who wants to see her having sex with her man-faced DJ girlfriend anyway?
Sex with her man lady, yeah.
Samantha Rob Bronson. Yeah, no, nobody wanted to see that. I mean, and Amanda, I think, wasn't Amanda Bynes like in some kind of movie where she pretended to be a boy? I think she was. That's probably the closest we're going to get to see her
Yeah, I think it's one of those, like funny, like, I'm in a sorority, so I'm going to be, I don't know, like one of those, like, awful Disney movies, like, she had to be a boy to be in college or something, I don't know, something.
I mean, they actually saw her, like, there's been reports of her, like, there may even be pictures on the internet of her smoking something out of a pipe.
Right.
Like, the chick is actually, there's a good chance that she's actually, like, doing crack.
Right.
How does a Hollywood starlet get into crack? I feel like their drug choices are just so much broader.
So much broader than yours and mine?
Yeah, I mean, like, you and I could get into crack pretty easily.
Right.
I don't know, man. It doesn't seem too hard for you. I'm sure you and I could go out on the corner in our own city and find some crack.
I've never been offered crack, though. Have you?
No, I've never been offered crack, but I've definitely stepped over crack vials walking through Mount Vernon.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I've seen them. I know it exists. And I mean, I've run into quite a few crackheads in the city, but...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I feel like somebody like Amanda Bynes doesn't run in the same social circles as we do.
Probably not. Yeah, you'd think they'd be
How did Whitney Houston get involved in crack?
How did who?
Like, how does Whitney Houston get into crack?
I couldn't tell you.
I mean, she was like one of the most famous women in the world for a long time. Her voice was known worldwide. She sold concerts out all over the world, and she
seemed very like well-to-do, like prim and proper for the most part. And then she was a crackhead.
Yeah, she seemed rather bourgeois, and then
right.
And then she hooked up with Bobby Brown, who was the Gumby rocking goofball from what group was he in back in the day?
New Edition.
New Edition, that's right. I always get them and Another Bad Creation mixed up. Because they're essentially the same people.
New Edition is way better than Another Bad Creation. Come on.
Aisha.
That's awful. New Edition is way better
and
than
ABC. Do you remember when kids were rocking the Gumby hairstyle, man? Do you remember that shit?
Yes, I do.
That's sad. Like, why would you ever want to do this?
See, you say
I think
that,
MC
but,
Hammer
but,
had one member of his entourage that had a Gumby also.
See, you say that, but we all had stupid shit. Dude, I had, like, the spiky hair, and I had a mullet, and I had, like, I can't cast aspersions on anybody else's hairdo style.
No, you actually can't. You can't at all. I'm sure you were wearing Cavaricci's also.
No, I had one pair of Cavaricci shorts that were gifted to me, but I never purchased Cavaricci's. That I can promise.
There was a couple of people who had Cavaricci's, and there were the Guido pants. Those were really in style for a long time.
Yeah.
I still see those on an occasional chef in an Italian restaurant. Like a chef will come out of the back to smoke a cigarette, and it'll be
right.
Like he'll be wearing those like horrendous pajama pants.
Yeah. Good stuff.
That's just horrible. What happened to this guy? Do you remember 80s styles, though? Like the big puffy shirts with shoulder pads?
The puffy shirts. Well, the hairdos on chicks were hilarious in the 80s.
Yeah, they were. The big teased hairspray styles.
Yeah. That was always amusing, especially with the Guidettes. And. Yeah, all that teased out feathered hair, like that was just ridiculous. But we all,
had our
moments.
I remember this one girl, this fat Portuguese girl. Hold on. This fat Portuguese girl in middle school had her hairstyle so teased out that you could see pretty much everything. It was clear. Like, there was no opaqueness to her hair whatsoever. You could see what was going on behind her at any given time.
That's pretty funny. What's going on over there? Is James trying to rape you?
James is all pissed off and yelling and screaming about something. Who knows?
Okay.
I think he's going to anally rape someone. It's not going to be me, though.
Okay.
No, we
are you sure
established
that
barrier a long time ago. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I mean, he knows that I can get to my room pretty fast and lock the door.
Nice.
Mickey's concerned you might rape somebody, Jay. Well, the dog is scared.
What the hell's going on over there?
He went to a new place called Smash Burger, and I gave him an order again, and I guess they forgot to give him something, and he didn't check before he left. So now he's got to go back and figure it out.
That sucks. Tell him to yell at them in pirate.
Well, today is Talk Like a Pirate Day, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Very exciting. I should go get some rum to celebrate it.
Yeah, that would be a good idea. I actually, just in the spirit of the day, I changed my Facebook language to pirate.
You know, I actually had it as pirate for, like, months when I first got Facebook. Cause my Facebook
it's
account
annoying.
Was actually, my Facebook account was actually created for me by a couple of friends of mine. Like, initially as a gag, because I didn't want it. And then they put the language on pirate, and then I just kept it that way. I had it that way for probably, like, the first six months I had the account. It is annoying, but it is amusing as well. But after a while,
it's
I was like, okay.
It's 5 minutes, and then when you're like, then when you actually have to stop and think about what you're reading.
What the words mean.
Make it, like, what? Make
yeah.
your mark? Make your mark? Like, what? The fuck does that mean? Yeah.
What be
troubling
ye?
What be... And everybody's Captain Mickey Chalilla.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and after a while, it really gets... See, I change it to English UK, which there's no difference between that and English. I keep looking for, like... I keep hoping that something will pop up that shows, like, a distinct difference between... You know, like, it'll say, you know, pop on down to the lorry for a biscuit or something like that. But
right,
it doesn't,
right.
doesn't say
it doesn't.
Anything like that.
Mm.
I'm rather disappointed in Facebook's lack of English colloquialisms.
I'm disappointed in Facebook, period.
Yeah, man, I miss MySpace, dude. I mean, MySpace was...
I do, too.
You know,
I feel like me, you, and one of my aunts are the only people... And my sister, I think. I think my sister preferred it, too.
No, Louie misses MySpace. The most people I know miss MySpace. Because, and honestly, I will tell you the main reason that I miss MySpace. This is the main reason.
Okay.
It's because it was so much easier. Are they coming for you, Mick? Did they figure out how many kids you have in your basement? The thing about MySpace was that I could get lost in MySpace for, and I mean it's happened for hours, where I will just click through an endless litany of hot chicks on each other's
yes!
profiles.
Yes, I
like,
people
I'll
don't
find,
get this. But
I'll
I'm
have,
like
a hot friend, and it'll show her top 8 friends, and,
right.
like, you know, 6 of them are hot, and I'll go through, and there's a, you know, even if you hit a dead end where it's like, okay, here's a hot chick, you click on her profile, and there's no people on there, or it's all dudes, you can go back to the previous hot chick and click on one of her other hot top 8 friends.
Right,
and
or
just
if you just want to, like, just... They also had, like, a random browse feature where you could actually say, okay, I want to look up people within 20 miles of Manhattan. And it would be, like, 50,000 profiles would come up. And it's like, okay, just let's be bored and click through people. And on Facebook, you can't do that at all. The worst feature ever is the people you may know thing.
I know.
Because it's literally, it's either people you don't know or people you do know but don't want to talk to or be involved with. Like, it's not, like, obviously... This is 2012. Like, it's not like, wow, I wonder where so-and-so is. Like, obviously, you can figure out where people, you know, you can link up to people if you really wanted to. But the people on the people you may know thing are all people you don't want to talk to.
No. I mean, there are people that are consigned to the past for a reason. I mean,
right.
there's people that I went to school with that I didn't keep in touch with, not even necessarily because I thought they were particularly horrible people. It's just that they didn't matter. They're,
right.
they're,
yeah, it's
they're
not, it's
designated
not like, you know,
peripheral humans who didn't
right.
have any major impact in your life. And
right.
that's where they
and
belong.
It may not be through any fault of theirs. It's just the way it is. Like, I don't want to talk to these people anymore. I haven't talked to them in 20 years. Like, you know.
Yeah, and my favorite is when, like, yeah, like there are, I've had like a couple of ex-girlfriends who I've had no desire to ever interact with that actually we had problems because they hated social networking. Like, they didn't want anything to do with MySpace or Facebook or anything like that.
Yeah.
And then I'll just be, you know, on my Facebook and I'll say, people you may know, and I'll list them. And I'm like, oh, yeah, you know, 5, 6, 10 years later, now they have a Facebook profile, and there they are right in my face.
But see, you know what it is? You know what a lot of chicks do, too? And this is what I've noticed, and you tell me if you've seen the same thing. I feel like a lot of people join Facebook once they get married. As kind of like, because you know how chicks are all like competitive and stuff like that. So I think a lot of chicks are kind of like, oh, look at me, look at my husband, look at my baby, like type deal.
Oh, yeah, of course. It's one of the easiest avenues for women to brag to their friends is Facebook. Oh, look at my babies. Oh, my child, my children. Look at, what usually happens, and you'll notice this when you work in an office full of women, is somebody gets pregnant and, you know, everybody crowds around them when they announce it, and, oh, it's a big deal. Then they have the kid, and then they come back with the baby pictures, and everybody crowds around them, and it's a big deal. Personally, I don't give a... Your kid's fucking ugly. 9 times out of 10, your kid's ugly. I don't want to see it.
Dude, not 10 minutes at all. After I took my shit, I walked downstairs out of my office, and one of the guys brought his babies into the office. And, like, I waved at the baby, because it's a baby, and then I walked away. Like, I didn't want to hold the baby. Well, first of all, I was on the phone with you, so I wasn't going to, like, interrupt the show to talk to a baby. But I would have done anyway, I just waved at the baby, waved at the guy, and I carried on and I left. Like, I'm not going to sit there and canoodle over some kid that I don't know.
No, I don't understand. Oh, my God, it's a baby. Okay. Guess what? Really? It's really not that big of a deal. Because when you fuck a woman and you come inside her, there's a good chance that you're going to create a new child.
Hold on. I'm knocking on a tree as I say this because I've done that so far and haven't gotten anybody pregnant, luckily. But, yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, if you're not...
No, I know.
If you're not on any birth control or any, you know...
Right.
It's not a crowning achievement.
It's not... Right. It's not an accomplishment.
No.
Like it's not like
you don't have
like you
to
said,
have any kind of
achievement.
You don't have to have any kind of degree. You don't have to be anywhere in life. I mean, you know.
You just have to.
As
open
a matter
your
of fact,
leg.
it seems like it's easier for people who are on welfare and crack to have children than it is for wealthy
sure,
white people.
Sure, they've only got more time on
have.
Their hands. Yeah, sure.
You know, it seems like doing crack and being on welfare is actually more conducive to giving birth to a child, whereas all these wealthy white people and their fertility clinics seem to be having a problem.
I know. Crazy.
But
yeah,
it's
like,
not
I,
an accomplishment.
I don't get the fuss over babies. I have to say, like, I like kids, but, like, babies, I'm kind of like, I can take them or leave them because they don't do anything. They don't have, like, a personality yet. So, like, I'm just kind of like, okay, I'll, you know, once you start talking and being a person, like, I like
babies. Just for babies and animals and even some kids. You know, they're all fine. That's fine. That's great.
Right.
I don't care about your children. I don't because they're okay. So you have a kid. Okay, it's cute. It takes me about maybe 3 seconds to come to every conclusion I need to come to about your child. Okay, the kid's cute. I'm leaving.
Right.
I don't need to stand there and coo over it for 15 minutes. Oh, my gosh, your baby is so big. Your baby. You got a baby. You had sex. And you came.
Congratulations. Wow, you mean...
This
you
is a product of your ejaculate.
Yeah. You let him come inside you and not on your all over your face? Congratulations.
Okay, great. You got a fucking child. That's great. Oh, my God. Let's fucking have a celebration. Let's fucking dance around and scream from the rooftops. I don't care. Go away. I don't care.
So, you know, I wish, like, you could have babies through, like, oral and anal, because then at least there'd be, like, a conversation of, like, oh, how'd you have it?
Well, no, you're right. You're right. I mean, or some kind of, like, you know, oh, my God, I just had a baby. Oh, God, where, you know, how did you have it? Oh, it came out of my elbow.
Right.
It was an elbow baby. You know, oh my God, we just had 3 babies the other day. It was like 2 came out of the eyeballs and 1 came out of my butthole. Like it's just crazy. crazy baby popping craziness. But how the fuck did we get on this topic anyway?
I don't remember. I was talking about somebody in my office. No, we're talking about the Facebook thing with people getting Facebooks once they have babies and husbands and stuff.
Well, yes. Well, here's the thing. Normally, And I said this before. There's a certain town in New York that the population of that town is almost entirely mothers in their late 20s to early 40s who just keep popping out children to stay relevant with their crowd of friends. And that's all they do is they're on this continuous pregnancy train. One of them gets pregnant, and everybody coos around them, and they all have this big pregnancy thing, and they talk about it. And then the kid just becomes another fucking annoyance when it's old enough to whine and complain and ask for Starbucks. So right. Then they bitch about other shit, and they just keep pumping out children. And their husband pays attention to them for about 6 months and then ignores them, and then they have the kid, and the husband's there again for, like, another 2 months, and then bam, he's back to fucking the secretary.
Right.
It's just... But that's what Facebook is. It's like if you don't live in the kind of town where that's a big social convention, then you just throw your shit up on Facebook.
Right.
And you have all your relatives. Oh, my God, look at how big they are. They're so big. Yeah, kids fucking grow.
Exponentially. They grow at a very rapid rate.
Look at how big your kid got. Oh, my God, look at how cute. Oh, they look just like you. Yeah, you know, there's bound to be some features that carry down from generations because that's how they're made. You morons.
That's pretty much the base. If it didn't look like either one of you, it'd be a little worrisome.
You know, like, I wish I could see comments on Facebook that were like, wow, that kid really looks like your brother Tommy. Or, gee, you know, I seem to remember the mailman looking a lot like your baby.
Wow, he looks like the Mexican guy from the restaurant.
Right, exactly. Or you know, I want to see somebody post it. You know, this couple is crying about their new child, and some random guy posts on there and be like, oh, wow, that kid really looks like me. You sure it's not mine?
Right.
Which I have said, actually. Which I have said to people to one particular person on their baby pictures on their Facebook page. But I was really good friends with them and their husband, so it was
right.
It was okay. But
it was acceptable.
Yeah.
You know what's gonna be awesome when one of us has kids and we become the same assholes that we're complaining about right now?
That's never gonna happen to me. It's never gonna happen to me. I just don't. You know, like, I hate the people that get on their Facebook and they're like, oh, baby, I love you, baby, I love you. You're my heart and my soul. And they just need to tell everybody about how in love they are. Those are usually the relationships that turn out to be the worst and the most horrible and the most damaging.
That's true.
Because while they're saying that to each other, one of them is, like, all fucking everything that moves.
I was going to say, yeah, totally.
Oh, baby, I love you so much. I love you. And he's on Facebook saying, I love you so much. Well, he's got like three toothless crack whores gobbling parts of his scrotum.
Right, or while his girlfriend can't type back that quickly because she has both hands around somebody else's cock.
She's the only reason she's typing it and not dictating it is because she's got three penises in her mouth.
Exactly. She will not be getting pregnant because they will come. They will all come in her mouth.
But I mean, that's what Facebook is now. And I what's sad to me is that I know a bunch of people who were cool before they had children, even on Facebook. Like people I've known for years on Facebook, and then as soon as they had children, that's all that you hear and see. Their entire life becomes about how precious their children are. And I just keep thinking, like, oh, you're so amazed when your kid said something that's possibly intuitive. Guess what? Kids learn shit. That's what they do. Kid's smart because guess what? They're getting smarter. That's what they do.
Right.
Kids are
right.
always going to appear smarter than us because we are not developing anymore. We've acquired
right.
all of our knowledge, and we're on the slow
declining.
Decline.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, exactly. Well, your kids are growing, and they're learning more things, and they're acquiring knowledge. Your kids are smarter than you as soon as they're born.
Right. And then especially once they start like, going to school
than you
and
are.
Stuff, they're actually sitting somewhere like learning stuff all day, whereas you're just doing the same mindless thing you've done for the last however many years. So, like I'm not acquiring any new knowledge at my job. I can assure you of that.
You know, you may learn how to copy something in a particular way, or how
right.
to,
ooh,
how to save a spreadsheet.
Yeah.
Oh, look, I can collate now, but your kid is learning how to build language.
Right, exactly. Look,
how
I'm
to
watching,
formulate
no
experience.
Joke, no joke, right now, as we speak, I'm watching like a three-year-old put quarters in a meter and looking back at her mother to see if she's doing it right. Like, she's learning how to do this.
Well, that's why it takes adults. There used to be that ages-old complaint about how adults, it takes them like a fucking week to learn how to program the VCR, and you give your remote control to your five-year-old kid, and they do it in 5 seconds.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Because
yeah,
the learning curve is different.
Dude, I walked into a video game store. This was probably like 3 or 4 years ago, and I had never played Wii yet. And
yeah.
There was like an 8-year-old who was playing the Wii demo, and I played against him, and he fucking schooled me. And this dude was like 8 years old, and I was like, I have no idea how to configure this thing. And I was like amazed. I was like, fucking 8-year-old kid, and he's just like destroying me in video games, which I've been playing for 30 years.
Well, that's what happens. You know, I've been playing video games for 30 years, too. And you know what? All you got to do is get online with one of these kids playing like a war game, like Halo or Call of Duty or
right.
really any kind of multiplayer online game, and you will see exactly how flat the fucking learning curve is for children when it comes to video
definitely.
Games. You know, I've been doing this for 30 fucking years. I'm a pro. I can pick up any video game and know how to play it within about maybe a minute and a half and
right.
be really good at it.
Yeah.
But these kids are experts.
Yep.
And
yep.
I feel like a fat old dinosaur.
Pretty much.
Playing with these jackasses. And they'll let you. And the worst part is they have no humility whatsoever. They're just like,
oh yeah, they
yeah, totally I beat you,
too.
And you're fat
yeah.
and you're old, and I don't care that I can't see you because I know that you're fat and you're old, and there's nothing you can do about it. You fag.
Right, your life is over. Go to hell and die.
Your life is over, nigger fag. And that's what they say all the time, nigger fag.
Oh, man. Yeah, pretty much.
All right, man. That's
all
the
right,
end.
Sir. Well,
all right, I'm hoping Louie will be back next time.
Can we make the show earlier on Sunday? Can we make it like at 12?
Yeah, I don't see why not.
All right, thank you.
All right. Bye.
All right, man. I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Yeah.